and that bounces together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me. The poison thereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass, or loweth the cow over his fodder? Savory be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in it, the white of an egg? The things of my soul refuse to touch, as are my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I yet have comfort, yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. Should prolong my life. Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? But he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of the brook they pass by away, which are blackish by reason of the ice, wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing. The troops of Tema looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and see my casting down and are afraid. Did I say bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance? hold my tongue and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? Do you imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, ye are overwhelmed, the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. In my tongue, cannot my taste discern perverse things?